Hello everyone, this is Shohreh from linguiststudy.ir. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about my trip to Kenya, Africa. In September, I joined a tour group and visited several Kenyan national parks on a tour that lasted about 9 days. It was an absolutely exhilarating experience. The awe-inspiring wildlife, pristine natural settings, and warm interactions with the local people seemed to affect everyone, even the most jaded of tourists. We all emerged from the safari radiant with joy and inspiration. We saw an impressive array of wildlife at the Masai Mara National Reserve. Lions, zebras, wildebeests, gazelles, giraffes, elephants, and many more. Most of us were initially rather nervous to be in such close proximity to the animals, but slowly grew to appreciate the intimate experience. Masai Mara, also locally known simply as the Mara, is a large national game reserve in Kenya. It is named in honor of the Maasai people, the ancestral inhabitants of the area who migrated to the area from the Nile Basin. Masai Mara is one of the wildlife conservation and wilderness areas in Africa with its populations of lion, leopard, cheetah, and African bush elephants. It also hosts the Great Migration, which secured it as one of the 7 natural wonders of Africa and as one of the 10 wonders of the world. All members of the Big 5, lion, African leopard, African bush elephant, African buffalo, black and white rhinos are found here all year round. Hippos and Nile crocodiles are found in large groups in the Mara River. Wildebeests are the dominant inhabitants of the Masai Mara, and their numbers are estimated in the millions. Around July of each year, these animals migrate north from the Serengeti Plains in search of fresh pasture and return to the south around October. At Amboseli National Park, we had our first encounter with the Maasai people. This famous warrior tribe still live a semi-nomadic lifestyle, meaning they move around from time to time in search of food, water, and grazing land for their cattle. We were invited to one of their villages to learn more about their traditional culture and practices, and to browse and buy handmade jewelry made from small, colorful glass beads. The villagers were exceptionally friendly and gregarious, and we were made to feel very welcome. Crowned by Mount Kilimanjaro, Africa's highest peak, the Amboseli National Park is one of Kenya's most popular parks. The name Amboseli comes from a Maasai word meaning salty dust, and it is one of the best places in Africa to view large herds of elephants up close. Nature lovers can explore 5 different habitats here, ranging from the dried-up bed of Lake Amboseli, wetlands with sulfur springs, the savanna, and woodlands. On our last day in Amboseli, our tour guide had a special surprise. A group of Maasai were to perform traditional dances and songs for us. They sang without the accompaniment of any musical instruments and created wonderfully intricate music just by harmonizing their voices. The Maasai dancers were very energetic, with the men leaping high in the air. These dances are considered a ritual among the men to display their strength. The higher the jump, the stronger the warrior. Some people in our group joined in, dancing and leaping with the Maasai, but of course none of us could jump as high as them. The memory of the wonderful performance stayed with us long after the trip. The next morning, we left very early, long before streaks of sunlight appeared on the horizon. Our next destination was Lake Nakuru National Park, famous for its thousands of pink flamingos. On the floor of the Great Rift Valley, surrounded by wooded and bushy grassland, lies the beautiful Lake Nakuru National Park. Lake Nakuru National Park is ideal for bird watching. This park is most famous for the colonies of flamingos that live on the shores of the park's Lake Nakuru. We were in the awe of the sheer scale of the place. We spent an hour watching the flamingos take off from and land on the shimmering surface of the lake. Our next destination was Lake Naivasha National Park. Lake Naivasha National Park, also called Sheer Adventure, is located in the rising part of the Great Rift Valley floor. Our guide surprised us by saying we were going to go looking for hippos. I was a little nervous about this, as I had heard that hippos were actually more dangerous than lions. As we were all getting into several large canoes on the shore of the lake, I asked the guide if this was indeed true. He said that hippos can indeed be very dangerous, especially if the mother hippos feel that their infants are being threatened. After about 15 minutes of paddling across the lake, we saw a large male hippo. He didn't seem to mind being looked at until people in the group started taking photos of him. I guess he didn't like the sound of the cameras and he started to make some aggressive sounds. With that, our guide turned our canoes around and we headed away from the hippo and back to the safety of the shore. That evening, we ate dinner together at a little restaurant. It was an interesting mixture of modern and traditional Kenyan cuisine. Our guide helped us to decipher our menus, which, while written in English, contained lots of dishes we had never heard of. Many of the dishes featured fish caught in the lake, and there were various chicken and goat dishes as well. They were prepared with a variety of interesting local vegetables. When the food was brought, it smelled wonderful and everyone ate heartily. While we were eating, we were amazed to see three men from the Samburu tribe enter the restaurant. They were wearing the traditional clothes of their people, which included beautiful bird feathers and hair dyed bright red. It was a surprise for us when these mighty African warriors all sat down at the bar and ordered a soda to drink. It was an amazing final scene from what was for me an unforgettable trip. Well, the memories of my trip to Kenya will stay with me forever. You've just heard a small part of that. If you're interested in wildlife and experiencing a totally different culture, put Kenya on your list. Thank you so much for listening. Please share this podcast with your friends if you've enjoyed. Bye-bye.